question. I remain eternally indebted to you. I have nothing that I can, with which I can clear out your debt. Your service of so higher quality is defeat, Krishna's defeat. Jijathānaṁ pravuddhanti tāṁ tasīva bhajānmaṁ. But that is broken here. I can't. I can't, I fail. I can't.
Sarvaloka Maheshwaram has become bankrupt.
Aham sarvasya prabhu matya sarvam pravartate. In other words, I have given, seeing your yogyata ki fitness and something. I have given to you. Under your consideration, I have nothing more. That with which I shall go to clear your debt. Already, whole store is finished. though I am the storehouse, infinite storehouse, but that is all given to you already. Nothing more left that I can give it to you. That sort of thing.
This is Mahabharata.
Mahabharata.
It has been plundered.
And in order to that, he had to become Mahaprabhu. That I shall dedicate my life in praise of you all. The Gopi Bhajan. The Gopaya Bhajan. I shall do the work of your Kanvasar. And then I must get some remuneration, and thereby I shall try my best to clear your debt. Reinshodh Koriwari Krishna came, and Radharani also told, do you think that I shall leave you free? I shall surround you. Your body I won't allow to touch the ground. You will roll on the earth. Mind body will be there. You can't go beyond me. কত হলো দশটা
বেজে গেছে
আজ অনেকক্ষণ আগে হইতে আরম্ভ করেছি লং বিফোর গৌর হরি
ম্যারাথন
ম্যারাথন
সাড়ে ছটা থেকে আগে দশটা একটানা করে আসছে
ম্যারাথন রেসর
সিজন হচ্ছে শঙ্করের আর প্যানান্থিজম মানে বিশিষ্টার দ্বৈতবাদ কাছাকাছি কিন্তু ভেনারেশনের দিক থেকে সেরকম কিছু নেই তাহলে অন্টোলজিক্যালি ইট ইজ অলমোস্ট দ্য সেম উইথ দ্যাট অফ রামানুজ
আমাদের বৈষ্ণব দর্শন যা পাওয়া যায় অধ্যায় জ্ঞান অন্যায় বেশি দুটোই হেঁকে আছে সাকার নিরাকার দুটোই আছে হেঁকে পূর্ণত্ববাদ কেউ মেনে গিয়েছেন আইডিয়াল রিয়েলিজম
নিরাকার বাদ করে আছে আইডিয়াল রিয়েলিজম আইডিয়াল রিয়েলিজম দ্যাট কনসিয়াসনেস রিয়েল রিয়েলিটি ইজ ট্রাইং টু অ্যালার্ট টু দি কনসিয়াসনেস The consciousness is real.
Abstract.
The basis for the Vaishnava conception.
আপনার শুনেছি অনেক মায়াবাদী যেমন মধুসূদন সরস্বতী ভক্তি সম্বন্ধে এমন সব সুন্দর সুন্দর শ্লোক লিখে গিয়েছেন বিশ্বনাথ চক্রবর্তী পাড়ায় অ্যাপ্রিসিয়েট করে গিয়েছিলেন কিন্তু ভক্তি করেননি রোসা যায় কারণ সামঞ্জস্য করা যায় ভক্তিন ঠাকুর লাইনটা আমরা ধরবো, কিন্তু অন্যান্য ভক্তি যেখানে অ্যাপ্রিসিয়েট করে যাচ্ছেন সব মহাভাগবতের
দৃষ্টিভঙ্গি ল্যাম্প স্কিন মধুসূদন সরস্বতীকে আমাদের উল পিন্ডে ল্যাম্প স্কিন মেষের চামড়া গায়ে দিয়ে একটা উল পেয়েছে খাবার জন্য, সেই দেব মধুসূদন সরস্বতী।
আজকে আমরা আসি
কেন, এখন তো মাঝামাঝি সময়
না, এখন সোয়া দশটা বাজে, এগারোটা ট্রেন ধরতে হলো।
আচ্ছা আচ্ছা, আসুন গৌর। মেডিসিন পিপলি খন্ড পিপলি খন্ড উইচ ইজ দি ফার্স্ট রেমেডি অফ এনি কাইন্ড অফ ক্যাচিং কোল্ড বাট আই সি the cough, the coldness is increased, is increasingly attacking. So that is the fated to be, cannot be, it is beyond treatment, it seems to be beyond treatment. It will take its own course towards the tomb. That was the utterance of Mahaprabhu. Kalinu Pippali Khanda. Pippali means what is that? A chill, a small fruit like this, very helpful for cold treatment. Pippali, Pippali. Just as pepper is also a little bitter, as pungent, so pippali, that is also a little pungent. And according to Ayurveda, that is the best medicine for catching cold. The pippali khanda, a preparation of that particular shrub, pippali. I forgot the English name. So Mahaprabhu said, I came with Pippali Khanda, the best medicine for the Kali Yuga. I came with that. But I find that they are making intrigue against me. So they are fated to be doomed. That was his decision. And then he went to take sannyas to Katwa. Left his household life and straight went to Katwa within a few days. And the day is coming tomorrow.
Tomorrow
night, about 3 o'clock, that is day after tomorrow, he reached, he crossed the Ganges by swimming, and with wet cloth we went to Katwa straight. By 9 or 10 o'clock he reached there. This was 14-15 miles. Satamati Bharo by 25 miles. From Mayapur to Katwa, almost 25 miles. With the wet cloth, swimming the Ganges personally, he went to the Oranga. In the case of Bharati, with his paraphernalia, he was sitting. Suddenly he found as if sun is rising. Is coming in such a glorious mood. He feels the sun coming to him. Then he offered. He could not accept that. your charm, by your beauty, your personality. And you are so young, only 24 or something, or more younger. What about your mother, your wife, your guardian? Without consulting them, I can't venture to give you the robe of renunciation. That's what Bharati told. And there are so many, that was a holy time, Chaut Sankranti, Push Sankranti, Makar Sankranti, a famous tithi, and many came to take bath in the Ganges, that occasion. And they also came to see the ashram of the sannyasi, and many persons crowded there, a big throng. And they all opposed. In case of Bharati, you gave sannyas, give sannyas to this young, charming, beautiful boy, then we will break down your ashram immediately. It can't be. They all opposed. Then Keshav Bharati asked Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya, Nimai Pandit, oh, you are that Nimai Pandit about whom we have heard so much, many big scholars that came to conquer the Navadvip, the renowned place for the scholars of Nyaya, and you have defeated them, that Divijayi and others. You are that Nimai Pandit. I can give you sannyas, but you must take the permission of your guardians to me. Mahaprabhu at once suddenly went and went to get permission. Then again he was stopped. The person, extraordinary personality which you possess, you can do anything and everything. You will go, you will charm your guardians and you get your permission and you will come. Nothing is impossible for you. You have got such a look, that a commanding look, commanding appearance. You can do anything and everything. So, stay, consider yourself. And we are also considering the movement with the whole day. Pros and the cons and ordinary public are very much enriched. We can't allow you, sannyasi, to give sannyas to this boy, this young boy. Impossible. What do you think? We shall smash your ashram, this one. And Kirtan was begun. The whole day, whole night, passed in Sankirtan and that convulsion movement. And the next day also, his will is prevailing. Gradually the monks, they were prepared for what is inevitable, that gradually controlled. And all began to cry, Nimai Pandit put the mantram to Keshav Bharati. Is this the mantram you will offer? I got in dream? Yes, this is mantram. The name also. And this way. The next day, afternoon, the sannyas function began. By the time the maternal uncle of Mahaprabhu, Chandrasekhar Acharya, reached there. And he was asked to do the function on behalf of Chaitanya. The Chaitanya minister, Nimai Pandit, he began to chant and dance, and all audience influenced by him. The Barba was asked to shave. He can't venture to touch his body. I can't touch. Anyhow, ordered repeatedly. At last, he had to do the service, the shaving, the beautiful curling hair, and the beautiful face of a 24 years genius boy, shaved. The barber promised, I won't touch with this hand anyone else for my occupation. I shall rather eat begging. This is my last service. This hand I won't touch anybody's body but this part from today. So began the occupation of a sweetmeat maker, the barber. Then after sannyas, began to dance mad, began to chant the sloka Bhagavatam. Idam samasthayo paratmanishtam adhushitam purvatamayat mahadvi Arupashitang Purvatamed Mahad Aham Tarishyami Dharam Paparam Tamo Mukundang Vrinshi Vaiviva. This is the Bhikshu Pakkhan in 11th canto. Krishna himself is giving description of this sannyas to Uddhava. It is mentioned there. Tidandi Bhikkhu. And what was sung by Tirandi Bhikshu, that passage was sung by Mahaprabhu. I have accepted this cup. This is favorable to my life of bhajan. None have any claim in the society over me, and exclusively I shall be able to devote myself for the service of Krishna. I am going to Vrindavan. No other engagement, no other connection with anybody I have. I have anything after this now. In this way, with ecstatic madness, he began to dance and chant. Bharati also came to embrace him, and both the guru and the disciple, catching at their hands, began to dance. And so many also began to chant and dance in this way. Then suddenly his whim came, I shall go to Vrindavan immediately during the evening time. And he ran towards near the jungle. He entered into the jungle. And Nityananda Prabhu, Chandrasekhar Acharya, Mukunda, and Jagadananda. These four followed him in a trance, running sometimes and crying sometimes, and I am going to Vrindavan. Exclusively I am devoted to the to serve Krishna. Nothing, no other duty I have got is running. And they are also trying to follow him as much. But he surpassed them. Night came, they are perplexed, lost his connection, all these people. Then after some time, and this winter night, sometime they could hear that a very piteous tone, crying, coming to touch their ear. On a particular direction. Then in the dense darkness of the night, following that voice, they went to that side. And that he is falling on the earth, on the ground, crying in a very piteous tone. কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ কাহা কৃষ্ণ সাধনাথ ব্রজেন্দ্র কাহা যাও কাহা পাও মুরলি পদ হ্যাট ইস মাই বিলাভেড কৃষ্ণ আই কান্ট টলারেট হিজ সেপারেশন হোয়ার শুড আই গো হোয়ার আই শ্যাল ফাইন্ড হিম ইন দিস ওয়ে ইন পিচ ইয়ার টোন হার্ট রেন্ডিং টোন হিজ ক্রাই And they went near and managed to put some water on the eye of the patient. Then again, they came out of the room. Who are you? I am going to Vrindavan. You are disturbing me. Why? Again, he went, got up and began his journey, running towards that. But within that stage, no consciousness of any particular direction, running, going without. But the great attraction of the devotees in Navadvip, Santipur, did not allow him to go towards the west. But anyhow, the attraction came. He is going, and the attraction this side. In this way he came to, gradually to the way of Shantipur. From Nadia he went, and he went that side, and the attraction of the devotees, so gradually took this course, and came towards Kalna, Bhagna Barak. And the trance also passing, Hare Nityananda Prabhu came in his front, They found the sannyasi, I'm going to Vrindavan. The sannyasi is on my, in my front. Who are you, sannyasi, Sripad? Why do you go? No, I shall go, I am going to Vrindavan with you. Oh, you are going to Vrindavan. I said, very good. How far Vrindavan is from here? No, you are very calm, very near. You see the Yamuna. Nityananda Prabhu showed Ganges there near Kalna. You have come to Yamuna, and after crossing we shall get Vrindavan. Come, I am going to Vrindavan with you. So today, tomorrow we observe the Mahaprabhu in his own house from the hands of Sati Devi Mahaprabhu took food in Bengal generally that day in occasion of Lakshmi Puja some sort of cakes are prepared. The tomorrow that cake will be prepared, and at night dugdha laglaki. When Mahaprabhu thought that next morning or in the later part of the night he will leave Navadvip. So he attracted his devotees in such a way that almost every leading devotee came to see him in the evening. And those that are coming, they are taking a garland, flower garland. And so many garlands, and he is putting again that garland to the neck of other devotees. And he knows, the devotees do not know, only four of the devotees knew that he will go. But ordinary devotees, they don't know that this is the last night of his stay in Nadia. And while whoever is coming to see him, he is giving the advice, আপন গলার মালা সবা কাজে দিয়া আজ্ঞা করেন বহু হরি কৃষ্ণ কহ গিয়া তুমি সোম পুটিং টু দাদার ডিভোটিজ under any condition you want to live this Krishna Naam. Wherever, while eating, staying, sleeping, working, always take the name of Krishna. Sarvakari Gya Agya Karan Gau Hari, this is my last request to you all, my friends. Krishna Kaho Gya. Always talk about Krishna, nothing else. কি ভোজনে হয় উঠিং কি শয়নে স্লিপিং কি শয়নে কিবা জাগরণে অর ওয়েকিং অহর নিশ্চিন্ত কৃষ্ণ ডে অ্যান্ড নাইট থিঙ্ক অফ কৃষ্ণ বল বদনে অ্যান্ড প্রনাউন্স অন ইয়র টং চিন্ত কৃষ্ণ বল বদনে যদি আমার প্রতি স্নেহ থাকে সবাকার ইফ ইউ হ্যাভ গট রিয়েল অ্যাট্রাকশন অ্যাফেকশন ফর মি কৃষ্ণ বিনা কেউ কিছু না কহিবে আর দেন উইদাউট টেকিং দি নেম অফ কৃষ্ণ ডু নথিং এলস ইফ রিয়েলি ইউ হ্যাভ গট এনি অ্যাট্রাকশন ফর মি দেন অনলি গো অন উইথ কৃষ্ণ কালকুলেশন না ভাই কেউ কিছু না কহিবে জগদীর পিতা কৃষ্ণ যে না ভজিব হি ইজ দি অরিজিন অফ অল আস ইজ আওয়ার ফাদার we have come from him. This is Dhaipataki, he is Janme Janmata. And being this son who has gotten into gratitude towards this father, he is sure to be punished birth after birth. Janme Janmata, Yagati is Vita Krishna, Janabhati Bhap, it is Dhaipataki, he is Janme Janmata.
হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে হরে দিস পার্টিকুলার সর্বক্ষণ যাব এতে বিধি নাই আর সর্বক্ষণ বলো এতে বিধি নাই আর অলওয়েজ টেক দিস নেন and no other rules and regulations to be followed on this. Take the name, go on chanting the name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram Ram,
Hare Hare Nam, Maha Mantra. This is not ordinary mantra, but this is Maha Mantra. Maha Mantra, Sabha Mantra Sa. This is the great among the great mantra. Sarva Mantra Sar, and the very essence of all the mantras ever known to the world. Sarva Mantra Sar. Sarvakkhan Balaiti Vidhinahya. Only take to this always, always. No other restriction to be followed on this account. This. You are studying in this way. And they are all coming some intuitively. Because that is the last night. So all, most all coming. Then at a late at night, that Sridhar, Kolabacha, who used to make trade on the lantern tree, the fruit, ripe or green, and the third, that inner stand in the plantain, and then leaves also on which to take food. He had trade on these things and Mahaprabhu used to snatch it from him every day. Giving less price, he used to take, collect the good things, snatching. And that Sridhar came to see him at late of night with a green guard key, what is that fruit? Big fruit?
Love.
This is a vegetable thing.
What they call it? English, I don't
And Mahaprabhu asked, Mahaprabhu thought that Sridhar, I took almost the whole life snatching from his, so many vegetables snatching from him, and in this last night he has taken this vegetable, and I can't leave it. So asked her mother, his mother, mother, Sridhar has presented this vegetable.
Squash?
Not squash, the big size. You will see it here.
I know that, but in English? Not a long green one. Yeah, no equivalent in English.
And so, I think how it may be prepared. At very time, one came with a with some milk. Then Mahaprabhu asked mother, they with this milk and this lau, prepare some sort of sweet food. Paramanna, pious jama. Dugdha laglagi, its name. that vegetable, boiled with milk, in the milk with some sugar. That was prepared when Mahaprabhu took it. Then, almost about 3 o'clock or so, even before, Sachi Devi knew, he got some clue. She was staying, guarding at the door. Mahaprabhu bowed down to her, and like a stone figure, statue, Sachi Devi mother sat there. Then the early morning, the devotees are coming to see him. They found that Sachi Devi is like a statue. She is sitting on the door open, everything empty. What's the matter? Oh, Sachi Devi. Oh, I was waiting for you devotees. You take possession of the house. I am waiting for you. I can't enter into the house at the moment longer. I shall go anywhere. You take possession. You are his devotees. You are real heir of his property. You take possession. I am going in this. They began to throng around her and to console her. You will go. Why, it's about that girl, wife. He left, only 14 years old. We'll protect her. You can't send the responsibility given to you. It's on your shoulder. In this way, they came and they consoled her and took her again into the home. And wailing began there. And in the Katwa also, that thing was being done. Then after 3 days fasting and running, Mahaprabhu was taken to Shantipur Advaita Bhavan by Nityananda. Nityananda, when he found that he is sure to guide him towards Shantipur, he sent the other followers, go ask Advaita Prabhu to come with a boat here in this ghat, bathing place, and run to Navadvip to inform Sachi Devi that we have taken him again in this side, Shantipur, and take him to Palanquin here in Shantipur, and managed by Nityananda Prabhu. Then Nityananda Prabhu took him to Ganges. Yes, this is Jamuna. Mahaprabhu jumped into the river after 3 days fasting. Jamuna Darshan, Mahaprabhu took his bath. Taking his bath, suddenly found that one boat came by him, and some old man with beard alighting from the boat, with some red cloth, so etc. That Mahaprabhu, finishing his bath, is on the banks. Then he came, the old man came and bowed down to him. And Mahaprabhu marched his face, "Oh, you, I think you are Advaita Acharya." "Yes, I am your master." "Oh, how do you know that I am in Vrindavan? How could you know?" No, I am not in Vrindavan. Hari Bhai, you are present, that is Vrindavan. And by my fortune, you have come to the banks of Ganges. Then the whole thing turned within the mind of Mahaprabhu. Oh. Then that sannyasi is Nityananda. He is finding the face of Prabhu. Kahe Nityananda amare banchila Ganga ke anya mure Jamuna kohila. Oh, Nityananda had enticed me to the banks of the Ganges and plainly told that this is Jamuna. I am, he is taking me to Jamuna. The whole trance disappeared. Advaita Acharya told, "Yes, Nityananda did not speak wrong. In scriptures it is mentioned that Jamuna falls in Ganges near Allahabad, and generally it is on the western side of the Bhagirathi, the Jamuna, and on the other side, the eastern side, there is the Ganges. So you have now taken your bath in Jamuna proper according to scripture. Now give up your wet clothing, and I have taken this dried vasan or sannyasi kaupin. You please accept. This is my old man." And today, after 3 days of fasting, you are to get something in my to be guest. I pray to be a guest in my house to take something as your begging diet. Your begging diet, I must should take place in my home today. Please be kind with me. What to do? They all took him in the boat and took the sun people. And the next day morning, Sarasvati Devi was taken there. And about 10 days or 12 days, Mahaprabhu remained in Shantipur. Met Sarasvati Devi, so many chanting and singing, dancing, all these things. After that, he took his way to Nilachal, Jagannath Puri. It was arranged with them. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Then Vidagdha Prabhu will be in difficulty. He won't be able to come here. I have ordered him to go on with the service there. I'm sorry, Maharaj. It does not matter, he must stay and go on with the service. All right, go to the road. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Go to the road. In an ordinary way, if we think that they are justified to do so, to keep up their position, as they think, to keep up the constitution, the institution, to see that those that are going there, they are hearing something and thinking that we are below the standard. So So it will be difficult for them to keep regard on us. So to save us, we must create some, we must construct some wall between the two, that that influence may not come and lose the confidence of the general newcomers, especially on us. So, non-cooperation in the beginning. I apprehended there they may not stop there only, but take some aggressive measure also. They may take God save them. Hare Krishna. But what to do? I am very slowly and cautiously going on with my own considered opinion. Considered opinion, I am going ahead as far as possible with much restraint. I don't feel any enthusiasm or encouragement going against them. That is the creation of Swami Maharaj, who has done such a big big work for Mahaprabhu and my Gurudev. So much so, almost impossible thing has been done by him. And he's created an institute. Yeah. That should be saved at any cost. A great thing. Inconceivably great thing. That should be saved. Only that the standard may not be lowered at the same time. That is, whatever we have understood and we have realized to be the truth, only to a particular section, we want to keep it intact. That this is the standard of the estimation of the consideration of the realization of Bhagavatam and Mahaprabhu and our Gurudev and Swami Maharaj also. This culture, the standard of the culture is this type. Gaur Hari Bol.
Seems like we are the platform of friends and enemies.
We established for the first time in heart. I can't trust it even that Bhavananda Maharaj, he trampled down his foot one book named Gaudiya Kantar, the very gist of all the Vaishnava scriptures prepared by our Guru Maharaj, Gaudiya Kantha. I can't trust such heinous work having done by him. I can't understand, follow, can't conceive that the scriptures contain the very gist of Bhagavatam, Gita, and other all Vaishnava scriptures, including the Goswamis. That is Praman, that is the most useful weapon of the preachers, sannyasins.
Yes.
It was prepared to that line, and that has been trampled down on the foot. I can't conceive. So much so that I even